Care, Dr. Paula here. Today's session will be about focusing on the greater good. You can get started by picturing a spiral that's made of your favorite color. Imagine it spinning slowly in front of you. As you watch the spiral, notice how its vibrant color captivates your attention. The more you focus on it, the more you feel yourself being drawn into its center. With each rotation, you're descending into a state of profound relaxation. Go ahead and close your eyes now. And as you do, take a moment to focus on your breathing. I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And with each number, you'll find yourself descending into a deeper state of relaxation and serenity. Starting from 10, 9, letting go, 8, with each number, you let go a little more, allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper into a peaceful, restful state. 7, 6, 5, your mind becoming more and more receptive. 4, 3, 2, almost there. 1. As you reach this final number, you're in a deep, relaxed, and receptive state. As you enjoy this tranquil, serene state, know that you are exactly where you need to be, and in this moment, no one wants or expects anything from you. In this moment, all you need to do is to listen to the sound of my voice. If thoughts wander in as I'm talking, that's okay. Your subconscious is still tracking, and you can gently return your attention to the sound of my voice. If there are any outside noises, like the sound of a car or a barking dog, you can remember that these sounds are there and you are here. These sounds will simply serve as a signal that you can go deeper into your state of focused attention and enjoy this moment completely. If you discover a tingle or a twitch, go ahead and scratch or adjust your position, moving around to make yourself more comfortable will only add to your enjoyment and your concentration. A mosaic is made up of countless interconnected pieces. Each piece represents life, a contribution to the greater good. As you observe the mosaic, you can feel a sense of unity with the world around you. Just as any one piece of the mosaic matters in the grand design, so does your contribution to the betterment of society. You can understand that we are all interconnected and part of a broader human community. Your actions can and should be guided by a sense of responsibility and benevolence towards others. You choose to cultivate virtues such as justice, kindness, compassion, and fairness, and you make decisions that benefit not only yourself, but also others. It has been said that when you focus on the good becomes better. That is the world you choose to live in. It is so easy to get caught up in acquiring things and building power. But pursuing these at the expense of others leaves you empty. When you have balance and your decisions are made with the greater good in mind, you can truly enjoy the blessings that come from your effort, determination, sacrifice, and energy. True power exists only in sharing the rewards with those who have supported you and rely on you. Your strength is based on the willingness of others to follow your lead, and their willingness is based on their trust that you will make decisions that benefit the whole and not just yourself. There is an old Sufi story about sharing. Once, a dervish, which is a Sufi mystic, was wandering in the desert when he came across a small village. He was welcomed by the villagers and offered food and shelter. Grateful for their hospitality, the dervish decided to share a teaching with them. He said, "I have a precious honey jar that I will give to one of you, but with a condition. You must promise that you will only take one finger's worth of honey every day. If you take more than that, the jar will disappear forever." The villagers agreed to the condition and were excited about the gift. Each day, they would dip one finger into the jar and enjoy the sweet honey. Days turned into weeks, and the jar seemed endless. However, as time passed, the villagers' greed grew, and they began to take a little more honey than they should, thinking the dervish would not notice. As their greed increased, the honey jar began to visibly shrink. Despite this, they continued to take more than their share. One day, the dervish called the villagers together and asked for the honey jar. When he received it, he looked inside and saw that it was nearly empty. He gently admonished them, saying, "You were unable to resist the temptation of your desires, and now you have lost the precious honey forever." You understand the importance of making decisions for the greater good, and you understand that you do this by practicing self-discipline and restraint. Desires and greed left unchecked can lead to the loss of valuable resources and opportunities for growth. As you ponder this story about the honey jar, you might imagine a pebble in your hand and feel its weight. The pebble is like a small act of kindness or a contribution to the greater good. When you throw that little pebble into still water, it creates ripples that grow and expand. Like the ripples of the pebble, a small kindness or contribution spreads out, touching lives beyond your own. It has been said, whenever there is an opportunity, be kind, and there is always an opportunity. This is the choice that you want to make because you understand that what you send out to the world comes back to you, and this is the world that you want to live in. Your kindness or contribution will touch so many lives in unexpected ways. And although you make these unselfish acts because this is how you want to live, you understand that the universe will return kindness and love to you when you need it the most. It's time now to return to your day. And I will count upwards from 1 to 3. And when I reach three, you will be alert and content, knowing that you are focused on making decisions that are for the greater good. And as you do that, the universe will return goodness to you, because that is the way of the world. One, becoming more aware of the sounds and the air that surround you. Two, wriggling your fingers and your toes. And three, wide awake, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and content. Take care.